Last Saturday, hundreds of people showed up for the inaugural Black Men in White Coats Youth Summit in Milwaukee. The event took place at the Golda Meir Upper Campus on North Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. It was hosted by the Medical College of Wisconsin and the Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment. The goal of Black Men in White Coats is to expose Black youth to possible careers in the medical field. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has this story.
At 9 a.m. Saturday morning, families were filing into the Golda Meir Upper Campus building to register for the Black Men in White Coats Youth Summit, like Shaman Thomas and his 8-year-old son, Cree.
My son and I, we like to sit around and watch medical shows, but specifically Dr. Pimple Popper, and he's showed somewhat of an interest in it. He's very much into science, so when I saw the opportunity, we just decided to come and join in.
On the agenda for the day was a keynote speech, lunch with mentors, panel discussions, and hands-on workshops led by medical students, dental students, residents, and physicians. Cordero McCall is a second-year medical student at the Medical College of Wisconsin. McCall says one of the challenges he's noticed in medical school is the lack of diversity. He hopes the summit can change that by creating community.
The importance of this event is to increase more Black men in medicine. Currently, we don't have enough, and it is our mission to change that.
Black Men in White Coats is a national organization. Cities across the country have hosted youth summits. It was founded in 2013 by Dr. Dale Okorodudu. He was motivated by data from the Association of American Medical Colleges showing that fewer Black men applied to medical school in the 2010s compared to the 1970s. The AAMC reports that only about 5% of active U.S. physicians identify as Black or African American.
Why do we care? Well, aside from just an issue of equity, Black men in this country have the poorest health outcomes.
That's Dr. Ugoji Madwekwe. She is the Associate Dean and Deputy Director of the Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment and an Associate Professor of Surgery in the Department of Surgery at the Medical College of Wisconsin.
There is a wealth of data that showed that Black people do better and are better treated by the healthcare system when they're seen by Black physicians. They're more likely to get preventative care. They're more likely to get interventions when they need them. I'm a surgeon, a cancer surgeon. Black people are more likely to have surgery and to get chemotherapy for their cancer.
Madwekwe says all she wants people to take from the Black Men in White Coats Summit is the possibility of a medical career. 13-year-old Olivia Cross Luster thinks the possibility is more likely after attending the summit. She says she was already thinking about a career as an ultrasound tech or in obstetrics and gynecology. She attended the summit with her dad, Brandon. I spotted them leaving one of the workshops, 808s and Heartbreaks, where they learned how to do CPR.
Really clasp down on your other hand.
They talked about experiencing the summit together.
Oh, it's great because I know she's was talking about being interested in going into the medical field. And it's great to have a program like that here because something positive in Milwaukee. There's been a lot of negative stuff going on.
I think it's fun because then he gets to see me like in doing something that I'm passionate about. And like he can also learn as well. So we both know what to do in like an emergency.
I caught another father-son duo, Kendrick and 14-year-old Kendall Lewis, who had just been in the Skin in the Game workshop. They'd come up from Racine.
And then leave yourself a decent amount of tail right here.
They learned surgical suturing, or stitching, sewing practice pads used in medical training with some of the tools physicians use. Here's Kendall.
I thought it was really cool because before today I hadn't even done anything like medical-like in my life.
Kendall says he was at the summit because he wanted to try something outside of his comfort zone. His dad says he wanted to expose his son to new educational possibilities. Kendall says he might not be too sure about a medical career just yet, but
I think it's really important to really get our people like out there to get us doing more things, get us doing things that can really help other people and change the world.
Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.